brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone. It's January 22nd, 2013, and I'm Elizabeth Gordon, here to bring you the Results Matter radio show. Today's show, we are putting the spotlight on Buckhead, one of Atlanta's favorite neighborhoods. I've got a great panel of guests with me for the show today. Brian Dawdrill, Esquire, is here of Roberts and Dawdrill, and Brian is the new president of the Buckhead Business Association. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Garth Peters is also with us. Garth is the director of development for the Buckhead Coalition. Garth, happy to have you here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And we've also got Lolita Jackson, who's the past president of the Buckhead Business Association and also the past president of the Buckhead Business Association Foundation, as well as the region external affairs manager at Georgia Power. Lolita, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Burns-Thomas is here. Jen is the executive director for the BBA. Jen, good to see you.
Thank you.
And Ed Snow is with us as well. Ed's a partner at Burr & Foreman. Ed, good to have you here.
Thanks.
So we're excited to learn more about what's going on in Buckhead and what the BBA is up to, what the plans are for this year. Brian, let's start with you. What are the Buckhead Business Association's goals for the year of 2013?
This year, the BBA is working to put together all of the different components that we've been organizing over the last several years. We've reformed our Education Alliance to the Community Alliance to recognize the partnership that we have with a number of organizations in Atlanta and in Buckhead. We're trying to adopt specific both physical and financial goals for the service that the Buckhead Business Association is formed for to serve our community. So this year we have tentatively adopted a goal of putting $25,000 back into the social, educational, and green space initiatives for Buckhead, and then also working on developing a larger presence as far as physical goals, as far as participating in school projects and other projects in the community so that there's a more visible presence in the community.
Excellent. So give us a little bit of background on the BBA. You've all been involved in the organization for a while and obviously seen a lot of growth as you've gained strength and momentum and able to take on some of these larger goals. Give us some of the past perspective that's brought you to where you are today.
Well, BBA has been in Buckhead for 62 years. It was formed in 1951. I've been a member of BBA now for 6 years. And in the 6 years, we've moved to a new location in the City Club for our Thursday morning breakfast. We have a full-time office now in the Atlanta Financial Center. And we have, like I said, developed more community partnerships with specific organizations designed to serve and to enhance the Buckhead community.
Excellent. Now, Garth, the Buckhead Coalition, tell me about the mission here and kind of the distinction.
Well, the Buckhead Coalition, our mission is to nurture the quality of life and help coordinate orderly growth in the community, which basically means we can do anything. And we've got a group of individuals that can help influence those outcomes. The coalition comprises of 100 CEOs or presidents or chairmen of the major firms in Atlanta.
Okay.
With an interest in the community and by invitation. And through this body that acts as a chamber of commerce-like organization, a town hall, some say, almost like a background government entity. But it's really there just to support the community, the public, and the politicians in the community.
So these groups have played an important role in the overall evolution of that community. would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, as Brian mentioned, I mean, BBA has been around since for 62 years, and that's a feat in of itself for sustainability. And the coalition is actually celebrating its 25th anniversary also, and we're tied as an umbilical cord because we would serve as an ex officio member to the BBA board, and they likewise serve on the Buckhead Coalition.
So we work closely together to empower each other's mission.
Absolutely. Correct. In fact, there's a couple of programs that we have that we've done where because we don't operate individual programs, so we turn to the BBA. I remember years ago the story from Amir Sammisel where they were trying to resolve something downtown, but he needed a crowd of people. So we're better to turn than to the BBA. And he turned and he says, look, I've got a bus. Can you get that bus loaded with 50, 60 people and take them downtown and help push this ordinance through? And they did. They responded to that, and that was successful. But other things also. We've got a street ministry program that helps with the homeless. And we worked with the 34 different houses of worship to get funding for it and then turn to the BBA to have them help in the administration of that. So there's a number of things. We could go on, of course, but those are just two examples.
Well, let's go on. But before we do, let's take a step back and just talk about Buckhead in general. You hear sometimes the expression of Buckhead being a city within a city. How would you respond to that definition? Give us your thoughts about what Buckhead really is.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because we're very proud to be in the city of Atlanta. There's been a lot of talk about separation, et cetera, but not from from the Buckhead Coalition. The community itself is actually 28 square miles, and it is a community, in fact, the only community in the state of Georgia that's recognized by the Georgia State Legislature and the Atlanta Regional Commission. And its boundaries are to the north at the Sandy Springs line, the city of Atlanta, Sandy Springs, to the east, the DeKalb County line. So some people are more familiar with maybe Club Drive as you're going out on Peachtree, and then down to 85 to Brookwood, where 85-75 come together, north on 75 to Peachtree Creek, then out to the Chattahoochee River, and then back up to the Sandy Springs line. So 28 square miles. And what's interesting is that the Buckhead community makes up about 19% of the population of Atlanta. So we have 78,686 people in Buckhead, the community, and we only make up 21% of the land area with about 40,000 housing units. But we actually pay 45% of the ad valorem tax to the city. So we're a very important part of the city. We're proud to be part of the city. But that's for those individuals that think it's just a commercial core of Buckhead. No, it's 28 square miles. Now, we do have also, though, a community improvement district that the coalition created some years ago. And that has a very specific boundary within the core district. And their aim, of course, is to get supplemental funds from businesses that self-tax themselves and then apply that back into the community and streetscapes. Beautification projects, which is what you've seen taking place on that Peachtree corridor over the last number of years. So 28 square miles as a community, but then within that community, other boundaries for areas that help to, beautify the community.
Now, what about the community that surrounds the Buckhead area? Do you partner with neighboring organizations as well, or are the boundaries is it very insular in terms of what you cover?
Yes, when it comes to the Buckhead Coalition, our focus is on anything within the 28 square mile area of Buckhead. Now, within that area, there is plenty for us to apply ourselves to. We've got over 23 million square feet of office space. We've got over 8 million square feet of retail space. We've got over 1,400 retail stores. We've got 25 hotels with over 5,225 hotel rooms. So there's a lot of attention to detail, over 300 restaurants. So our aim is to help, as I mentioned, the quality of life for those type of items and attributes that we have. But we also have 45 different neighborhoods within the 28 square miles. So within those neighborhoods, 45 neighborhoods, are 40 different civic associations. So we're assisting and working with those civic associations like the Buckhead Council of Neighborhoods, and each of those 40 civic associations have individual civic groups with presidents and boards that we also work directly with. In fact, you know, as part of our 25th anniversary, we'll be looking to provide something of significance to those neighborhoods, as we've done in the past, to demonstrate our support. But we've done things like speed radar devices in the neighborhoods so that it will slow people down, make pedestrians more safe, et cetera. We put out dog pet waste stations so that when people are out walking, so for quality of life. But we've also had defibrillators and all sorts of different things that we've provided to the community, thermal imaging cameras, and a lot of times working with other organizations to bring those about.
Lolita, did you want to share some other
things? Yes. One of the things that I think makes Buckhead so great, and you talk about, you know, working with, is the fact that there's the schools, they're the communities, they're the neighborhoods, they're the different organizations that both Brian and Garth mentioned, from the Coalition to the Buckhead CID. There's Livable Buckhead, and then we have, through the BBA, the Leadership Program. The community overall does a phenomenal job in bringing everyone together, and that's what I think is really, really great about Buckhead, from individuals all the way to the business owners and the entrepreneurs and the corporate leaders. And I think Buckhead is really a fantastic or national example of what a community should do to be sustainable.
Now, Ed, obviously, Burn Foreman is located right in Midtown, so right next to the Buckhead area. This is probably an important commercial district for the firm's focus, and probably do a lot of entertaining in the Buckhead community as well of clients.
Certainly. We have several clients located in Buckhead. We spend a lot of time with them in Buckhead. Some of our favorite restaurants are there. Whenever I need chocolate, cacao is my favorite chocolatier located in Buckhead. Of course, Bones is a place that we like to call our boardroom, a certain room they have, private room for having dinner for partners meetings. I'm also a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors for Metro Atlanta, and of course, that encompasses Buckhead, so we're very interested, very invested in the Atlanta area, especially Buckhead. Atlantic Capital Bank is one of our clients there. BMO Harris Bank, which just recently moved into town, is a client. So we're excited about the continued growth and success of Buckhead.
Now, the program, The Bucks on the Street, which was very successful, this was a real fun way to engage the community. Let's talk a little bit about how Bucks on the Street went and what happened.
Bucks on the Street was the inaugural fundraising program and really the kickoff for the Buckhead Business Foundation, which is our new charitable arm. We've been, I think the foundation was formed in 2010. So the Bucks on the Street was the introduction to Buckhead, and it gave us the opportunity to get both a tremendous amount of very positive coverage, but also an opportunity to put money into Livable Buckhead. One of the things that the Buckhead Business Association, the Coalition, and I think one of the things that makes Buckhead so successful is you have a number of these organizations up and down Peachtree Street, but we reach far beyond Peachtree Street all the way out into the communities. I think in a lot of areas what you see are associations or business organizations that serve their immediate area, because our reach is the 28 square miles that Garth described. We spend a lot of time off of Peachtree Street working to improve the schools, the communities, the neighborhoods that form Buckhead. And the foundation gives us a new way of approaching that, a new way of raising funds for projects, and a new clearinghouse, so to speak, of funds coming in from corporate sponsors and corporate donors to fund the different educational and green space initiatives that we have.
Excellent. Lolita, coming off the, chairing the foundation or being past president of the BBA Foundation, what were some of your experiences as you engaged the community with the through the foundation?
Well, through the Bucks on the Street program, we had two very visionary past presidents that came up with the plan to basically kind of bring the community together a little bit more. And I saw that happen with the Bucks on the Street. From just getting out there and seeing the community come together from parents and mothers taking their kids out to take pictures with the bucks, and then that turned into a social media type event with the different photographs. And then the way the bucks sold in the auctions, we had individuals to purchase bucks, politicians purchase bucks and to put them at their homes. And so I think it was really, really a great way to represent Buckhead, to raise funds for the foundation, to be given to Livable Buckhead, but also in bringing the community together. It was phenomenal.
Excellent. Now, what about the reaching visitors in addition to the population itself? You know, Atlanta sees a lot of tourists, and that's usually a stop on their tour of the city. How does the BBA and the Buckhead Coalition engage people that are coming from outside of the city to indulge and enjoy all that Buckhead has to offer?
Well, the one of the roles that the coalition also plays is acting as a CVB for the community, Convention Visitors Bureau, and so we provide a Buckhead guidebook to not only the community, but there's about 40,000 circulation that. Buckhead Guidebook, which is sort of the authority on Buckhead, that has everything from the introduction and history of Buckhead, tourism, relocation, because we're always looking for maybe somebody who's come to visit that might actually want to come and stay here, and then economic development. So all that information is there with sightseeing, attractions, and things like Legoland and the Atlanta History Center, et cetera. That's all included. Now, that is also online in an online version at buckheadis.com. But it's also at the BBA site. So you can go to bucketbusiness.org, and you can link to that also. But we've gone further than that. We've created a text site, so you can text Buckhead to 99699, and you'll get a complete array of information about visiting Buckhead, the hotels, the restaurants, the type of restaurants that you want to eat in, American, Italian, whatever. And now we've just announced 3 days ago the rollout of the new Buckhead app. So that'll be available also. And likewise, provide whatever your interest might be, again, very importantly, to local residents, local businesses, and visitors to the community. That'll be available on the iPhones, and is currently available on the Android. So go online and download that app.
Search for the Buckhead app. All
absolutely.
Right.
And everything you want to know is going to be in there, including information on our partners, BBA, and some of the many other ones that Brian had mentioned also, and Lolita.
Now, there's such a rich history here, and we're talking about a lot of these big anniversaries this year, marking a lot of this rich history. And it's interesting to see that amongst the rich history, you're also evolving and adopting new technology and new ways to engage the community after all these years. You're celebrating 175 years this year in March. Is that correct? Jen, why don't you tell us more about that?
I can tell you a little bit about our 175th anniversary. The BBA actually is partnering with the Buckhead Heritage Society. 2013 does mark 175 years since the purchase of a plot of land that eventually became known as Buckhead.
I think that we deserve an applause. That
is an absolutely.
We're celebrating with a gala event March 1st to be held at the Buckhead Theater. We have some fantastic sponsors lined up for the event, including Harry Norman, Arbor Medics, several other great Buckhead and Metro Atlanta companies, always looking for more sponsors and people who can get involved. There's a very rich history in Buckhead, something that is definitely needs to be celebrated. I think Garth can probably tell us a little bit more about the details around how Buckhead got started, but we're very, very excited to celebrate it. Buckhead Theater is the perfect venue for this gala event, actually, because that intersection of Peachtree, Roswell, West Paces is exactly where that plot of land is that eventually became the center of Buckhead.
Oh, how poignant. That's great. And people can still buy tickets and participate in the
absolutely.
Gala.
Absolutely. Tickets are available online at the Buckhead Heritage Society website, buckheadheritage.com.
Excellent. Sounds like a phenomenal event. Garth?
Well, I think it may be helpful. Ed, I know, is a great study of history in the Buckhead community. But So, you know, I'd like for you to ask him about his knowledge of the history of Buckhead. But we could be having a conversation right now about the previous name of Buckhead, which was Irbyville. But Ed.
Yeah, Ed, tell us more about the history.
The history
here.
Of Buckhead, my personal history in Buckhead. I came to Atlanta in 1994, and that has been my place to eat of choice. That's my personal history of Buckhead. Actually, my question is, where does the name come from? Is it the name of a bar or a tavern? I think I heard someone say that.
Yeah, it was. It's back in 1838, someone went out and because you've got to imagine Buckhead being just a big forest back in those days, and summer homes and a little tavern in the center of town somewhere. But 1838, somebody went and shot a buck and brought it back to the Henry Zerby's Tavern and chopped its head off, unfortunately, and hung it above the door. And then people would say, why don't you meet at instead of the tavern? They'd say, let's meet at the Buck's Head. And so Irbyville became eventually known as Buckhead because of that. And so it's an interesting history. It's also interesting to know that most of this land was originally purchased for only about $650. So
that
used term. But we have a little gold pin on our lapels, and Amir Marcel is quite proud of turning to people when they say, where'd you get the gold pin from? And we have a buck that we wear. And they have to recite that history to us in order to get the buck. And I was going to pull that out of Ed, and he knows the history so well too. But yeah, so we've been around for quite a while.
Well, I would like to say for those people who do want to get the buck pin, BBA may be offering a primer in Buckhead history coming up next month. We do weekly breakfasts every Thursday morning at the City Club of Buckhead, like Brian mentioned. Coming up on Thursday, February 7th, we're actually featuring James Otley, who is a board member for the Buckhead Heritage Society. And he's going to be speaking on the topic of Atlanta history for cocktail parties. So it's going to be a top-line primer. Great way, like I said, to get yourself a pin from the Buckhead Coalition.
Nice. So you've got to earn it with some historical knowledge here. I like that.
There'll be a test.
Now, those breakfasts that you have every Thursday morning at the City Club, that's obviously a member thing, but are visitors welcome as well?
Absolutely. We welcome anyone from the community who wants to come and hear from our selected keynote speaker and also generate some networking contacts with our members and also with visitors. In general, we'll welcome between 50 and 70 people. Depends on who the speaker is and what the topic is. We get all kinds of people from all different industries around Metro Atlanta. We get started around 7:30 every Thursday morning at the City Club, and we always wrap up at 9 a.m. We want to be respectful of people's time and make sure they can get to work.
Yep. Important business to be done, and important business people gathering to talk about it. Now, Garth, for the Buckhead Coalition, it's the 25th anniversary. Plans for that?
We're very proud of the 25th anniversary. We recently had an event over at the St. Regis that was for all the founding members of the coalition, which include individuals like Charlie Laddermilt. In fact, it was his idea many years ago in 1988 to form this group and apply it to the community. But we'll have other things also. We're planning on having a youth ambassador program, a Buckhead youth ambassador program. That will be just a one opportunity occasion for 25 individuals that are around 25 years old, and individuals that are looking for more of that civic-mindedness or political aspirations, leadership aspirations, and we'll orchestrate different things for them in terms of mentoring and discussions and panels and some learning for them. And we'll be working with BBA and the Buckhead Leadership Program to help facilitate some things like that. We're also, like I said, going to be reaching out to the neighborhoods with some surprises of some offerings that we hope to make to them that I think will be pretty significant. And then we're having what's coming up now on the 30th of January. We have our annual luncheon, and we have a very uninteresting individual, Jeff Foxworthy, who will be the who will be the keynote. So for anybody that thinks the coalition's a bit stodgy or whatever, anyway,
way to shake things up.
Yeah, definitely ways to shake things up. So we're bringing in the next 25 years in grand fashion. It'll be a great event. and we're looking forward to that. And there'll be other things through the year that we'll be announcing through the press.
Excellent. Now, Brian, as the new president of the BBA, you're working closely with Catherine Cattles, who was the president last year. What are the personal goals that you have for the organization to see through this year?
The personal goals that I'm trying to bring to BBA or the experiences that I'm trying to bring to it in running a business, and I've run various businesses for the last 25 years, is that in any business, you plan beyond 1 year. You plan beyond 3 years. If you don't have a 3 to 5 year plan, you wander around aimlessly. And one of the things that historically we haven't done is work both with the immediate past president and the president-elect to, as part of the executive committee, to make long-term plans for BBA. So this year, we're taking all the pieces that our immediate past presidents have put together and trying to weave those into a long-term plan, a 3 to 5 year plan that transcends any one presidency and becomes the long-term goals of BBA. And with that, we've restructured some of the job descriptions for the different members of the executive committee so that we can meet together and lay out these plans, develop specific targets, like I suggested earlier, for what BBA wants to achieve, as opposed to, you know, addressing events as they come into BBA, to actually look out 3 to 5 years for the future of BBA and for Buckhead and say, this is where we want to go and this is what we want to do.
So. Sure. Well, I would imagine, you know, continuity is always a challenge for any organization, and especially when you've got, you're covering such a large ground and have so many goals for the organization. Who are the members of the BBA, and what kind of people should be listening to this and thinking, I should be a member of BBA? This is something I should get involved in as a business person or person in the Atlanta business community.
BBA is a wide spectrum of members. We have small businesses. You know, for instance, my law firm is two partners and then several staff members, all the way up to Georgia Power as one of our partners. So we cover a wide spectrum. We have realtors, financial planners, lawyers, bankers. We have events organizers, catering companies. There is a very broad spectrum that makes up our membership, and that broad spectrum is part of what makes BBA as strong as it is, because there's almost no area that we don't have some coverage in, that we have members that can do almost anything. One of our members tells the story that when he formed his business, he had one of his friends on BBA who was a lawyer that handled the paperwork. He had one of his friends on BBA who was a business consultant that helped him put the transaction together. That's the kind of network that we form for each other, that the support network that we have for each other. So who can be a BBA member? Anybody that's interested in serving the Buckhead community, anybody who resides in, works in, or just really likes BBA. We're not, you know, there is no restriction on who can come be. We have individual members. We have single-member businesses. We have, like I said, Georgia Power and other comparably sized companies. So there's no restriction on who can come be a member of BBA or participate in the service that we bring to the community.
Buckhead has such a great presence here in Atlanta. It's I'm wondering where you go from here. There's so much that has happened. As you look to the future, where does the organization take its next steps to really make a difference? And I'm actually going to make this part of our Results Matter segment so that we can get everybody's point of view here. And let's start with you, Jen, since you've been involved as executive director. What are some of the results that you've seen, and what is it that the results that really matter to the community and the business community, as well as the social community, that BBA has brought to the table and really made happen? And what results can we look forward to?
Well, I've been with BBA for about 2.5 years, and around the time that I came on board with the organization was right around the time that we also created the Buckhead Business Foundation. So I'm really excited about the results that we've seen through the foundation, specifically related to the contributions we've made to Livable Buckhead. One of the talking points when Livable Buckhead was first created was that the city council districts that represent Buckhead have the least green space of any districts within the city of Atlanta. And we're parking lots, we're streets, we're parking decks, we're office buildings. Most of the green space you find is residential areas, beautiful yards, beautiful homes, but not necessarily public spaces. So I'm really excited about our involvement in and our participation with organizations that work to increase the green space and the livability and the sustainability of the Buckhead area.
That's a very exciting goal to have. Lolita, how about you? Results that matter.
Okay, well, Jen stole mine because I was going to say the foundation. But we do great things, so I have another result. I was first introduced to the BBA a little over 10 years ago when I went through the Leadership Buckhead program. And the people that come through the Leadership Buckhead program, to me, the program and what it does in instilling leadership, personal leadership as well as professional, is a result. There are several. I went through the program. Several of our past presidents have gone through Leadership Buckhead, as well as some of our current new board members. And so I think that that program has done really great things in the past, and I believe that for the BBA and what it has to do in the future, that program will be great.
Very powerful. And Garth, for the Buckhead Coalition.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, they've been looking backwards and forward. You know, you have to look at history to try to get a sense of what your future might be. And the coalition created produce a Buckhead blueprint that looked at the future of Buckhead. And so a lot of the things that you see coming from that now, the streetscapes, et cetera, along the Peachtree Corridor, are things that came out of that, and also beautification for the future. But also, I remember when people were saying back in 2009 and 10, you know, we're overdeveloping in the community, and because we were rolling out 2 million more square feet of office space in 2010. But you know what? Mayor Mussell often says, you know, we have the supply for when the demand comes back. And now all of those buildings are, I think, over 60, 70, 80, 90% occupied. In fact, I think it was... last year, we had a vacancy rate of about 30%, and now we have a vacancy rate of 13.8%. So it sees that. So in answer to your question, it's, you know, we're looking for that orderly growth for the future as part of our mission, and we'll step in to try to make it in as orderly and as comfortable for the community as possible. So we're looking for things to continue to grow, get better, be more prosperous, and to benefit everybody in the 28 square miles of the community.
Excellent. Important metrics. And Brian?
I think two of the things that I'm most interested in achieving over the next several years are going to be focusing in the arts and education. We have a number of schools in the Buckhead area that, you know, BBA will continue to plug itself into to try to make each of those schools better, to bring them all up to comparable standards. And then arts. Georgia is almost, if not dead last in the country as far as the arts go. And arts drive business. Businesses come to area because of the kind of arts that are there. And Buckhead, as the premier business destination in Atlanta and in Georgia, needs to also be a premier arts destination. So that's an area that I will want to continue to focus on as well.
Absolutely. Excellent. Well, and Ed Snow, you're all about delivering results that matter every day over there at Burr & Foreman. So how about some closing comments for us here as we end our show on Buckhead Spotlight?
Certainly. I think I indicated earlier I live in Alpharetta. I didn't say that on the air, but my children, of course, and my wife and I view Buckhead as a destination place to eat, to entertain, to have fun. My daughter will no doubt be going to a prom a dinner in Buckhead at some point. She's only 14, but I'm thinking ahead in advance. My sons like to go to Fantasyland Records and buy vinyl records for some reason. They like that. It's really a place where people like to go, and I think it's the premier spot. It's a destination spot, and those are results that really matter, I think, for that community. And so long as Buckhead can do that, it will continue to be the premier spot in Atlanta.
Excellent. Now let's make sure that we have contact information for people that want to find out more about getting involved in the Buckhead Coalition and the Buckhead Business Association. Websites?
BBA's website is buckheadbusiness.org. And then
general questions can be directed via email to info@buckheadbusiness.org or call our office anytime at 404 267-7607.
Terrific. And, of course, we'll post that on the website as well. Thanks so much to my guests, Garth Peters, Director of Development for Buckhead Coalition. Did we give your website as well?
Well, they can go to buckheadis.com. And also email us at office@thebuckheadcoalition.org, or, of course, call us at 404-233-2228. We're there to really help with anything that, that they might find in the community, even if it's a pothole, you know, give us a call. We'll act as a town hall. We'll do what we can to help supplement the activities of the city in getting those repairs.
Absolutely. That's terrific. Brian Jodrell and Jennifer Thomas and Lolita Jackson with the Buckhead Business Association. Of course, Ed Snow, Vern Foreman. I am Elizabeth Gordon signing off from Results Matter Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.